Hey, Lights, Camera, Barstool listeners, you can find us every Tuesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
That's going to take KB 25 minutes to figure out.
I didn't have Zoom.
The only person to go through the pandemic without Zoom.
I didn't have it.
This episode of The Bracket, a Lights, Camera, Barstool podcast, is specially presented by Waterbird. That is right. Waterbird's canned cocktails. You can find them in grocery stores, a convenience store, a liquor store near you. They make high-quality canned cocktails with real premium distilled spirits. Waterbird's ranch water, fantastic. If you never had ranch water, real premium Blanco tequila, sparkling water, lime juice, fantastic. I'm an Austinite from Texas. Tell you what, ranch water, very popular there. It is delicious, must have. You got to try Waterbirds. It's the ultimate refreshment. Makes their ranch water with real tequila, not from sugar or malt like all the others in the market. Waterbird also makes a delicious tequila margarita. The Waterbird tequila margarita is made with Waterbird's real premium Blanco tequila, distilled in Mexico, sparkling water, lime juice, triple sec, and a little pinch of salt. No mixing, none of that necessary. Waterbird canned, all ready to go. Don't need anything else there. It's all right there. The ranch water, awesome. Tequila margarita, just as good. Maybe even better. Who knows? Try them both. Figure out which one you like the best. Again, maybe you're going to like both of them. But try Waterbird. You can find them grocery store, convenience store, liquor store near you. Thank you to Waterbird for sponsoring this podcast.
All right. Welcome to The Bracket, a Lights, Camera, Barstool podcast presented by Waterbird, the sixth bracket that we have done. Every week I do this, every week it gets harder and harder for me to remember. I should never be given notes. I should always have to do it off the top of my head. First week, we did a worst mascot, the Wizard of Fries from Burger King won. The second week, we did Best James, correct?
Uh-huh. Yeah. We did do Best James at one point.
That was third.
Third week, Jeff.
Second was Best Gas Station Snack.
There it is.
We did Beef Jerky one. Third was Best James. Kevin James won. He was a 15 seed.
Shay's going to celebrate every time we bring up the Beef Jerky win.
I watched. by the way, I watched a few minutes of King of Queens tonight, and it was episode where Doug goes to a he goes to a like spousal abuse support group, but he lies and said it's a. It's an overeater support group.
So everyone knows that episode.
Classic episode.
Classic. The fourth bracket we did. Why can't I fucking remember any of these?
We definitely did.
Most boring.
We just did it. Yeah.
Most boring, which the online work training one, great winner. And now the last one I do remember very well. And that was last week. By the way, shout out to Dane Cook, who did the bracket himself. We did Best 2000s Internet Thing, and AOL Instant Messenger won. I don't want to say in a landslide because there was a couple one seed worthy plays, but AOL Instant Messenger did win. AIM or AIM. This week we are doing Biggest Weirdos.
Yeah.
Now this can be a specific person. Or it can be a group of people or a type of person. Also, I want to say off the top, Googling biggest weirds, like weirdest celebrities and shit, doesn't really result in many good lists.
No, it's always fucking Jennifer Lawrence. And it's just like, why?
She
was like,
when I think of weirdos, I think J-Law for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Or Nikki Heaton eating pizza in a bathtub.
Yeah, and it's Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, man.
Jennifer Lawrence saying, show me the pizza. And everybody's like, oh, my God, she's weird. She likes the most popular food in the world.
What happened to Nikki Heaton, Owen? What the hell? Like, she was like all over the place for like 5 minutes and then disappeared.
Dad killed herself.
Oh, that makes sense. It's all coming together now.
Now she's in the world.
Was she the first Instagram model?
What?
Was she like the first Instagram model?
She was originally a musician. She was an Instagram musician.
Yeah, but then she started showing off her nipples.
She was she was in the first wave.
KB, go lay on your apple pie headboard.
Go lay on it?
For those, Nick and KB, for those not watching, are in a hotel room in Arizona, and their headboard looks like the top of a pie.
It's a
beautiful lace.
Yeah. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcast or Spotify, the benefit of watching is that KB is wearing dangly earrings today.
Yeah, you can kind of see it.
Yeah.
So it's just one.
Let's get into it, though. First matchup, the one seed versus the 16 seed. Is he a true one seed? I don't know, but I believe he has to be there because I fought so hard for him a couple weeks ago and most boring. The one seed is Mark Zuckerberg, and the 16 seed is astrology people. People who love astrology, which I feel like only, not that astrology just became popular, but I do feel like Instagram and like TikTok, they really like, the astrology community has found some new lanes in stories and reels and TikToks because I see more astrology shit now than I have maybe ever in my life.
I think this is a mixed up in that I think that astrology people should have been in the most boring bracket of anything.
I think they're just following trend.
Yeah, they're boring as fuck.
I think astrology people, I don't think they believe it. I think they use it as like a cope, like, oh, my girlfriend sucked that dude's cock because she's a Taurus.
Che, are you an astrology person?
I don't think I've come across a single piece of astrology on Instagram or TikTok. I'm not on TikTok that much, but Instagram, don't think I couldn't be farther from the opposite of the target market.
Such a Libra move, Steve.
I'm actually your sign, or am I going to have to give you one like Engvall?
I'm an Aquarius.
Engvall should start doing astrology.
Boo! You just can't make a Bill Engvall reference and just let it go.
I got 10 minutes on Engvall. I had to cut five.
So, yes, astrology people is 16 seed, but Mark Zuckerberg, look, I need to say something here. I fought very hard for him to win the most boring bracket, and I was shot down relentlessly that not only was he not boring, he was, in fact, so weird he was exciting. So that
he's electric,
now means,
and if you think he's boring, you're firmly living in banana lands.
Mm-hmm.
And is it an electric factory banana land or just a regular banana land?
Is there any other kind, Jeff?
Mark Zuckerberg, all you need to know is that Sweet Baby Ray's is his bookend. Like a bottle of Sweet Baby Ray's are used as his bookends in his office. This man
is awesome.
Sounds practical.
Weird people can also be awesome. If you find Mark Zuckerberg awesome, that's, I guess, great. But this
not
motherfucker,
mutually exclusive in this case.
He is the strangest fucking person. All I think about is him caked up on that surfboard thing with the.
He's
white
facing.
He's so weird. He's so weird that one of the weirdest people in Hollywood, and I like Kenjack and I love Jesse Eisenberg. He's a friend of our podcast. One of the strangest people in Hollywood played him and couldn't even match his weirdness.
I don't even know, like, how do you impersonate him? I don't know what's his inflection. What's his voice? He's a weirdo.
He's simultaneously like scared and excited at the same time. Like, I don't know how to explain it. He's like the most charismatic beta of all time. Like, I don't know how to explain his delivery.
He's an alpha beta.
Yeah.
He's the
very
first
rare
of his kind.
He's like, what do you call it? Like a hybrid.
Yeah.
One of those dinosaurs from Jurassic Park.
Does anyone think that Mark Zuckerberg is not weird? Because people were so adamant he wasn't boring. But I think he is, in terms of famous people, I think he's kind of a no-brainer. We have two other famous people on this list and three other. And I do think they come close. But he is the whole Sweet Baby Ray's thing. Watch any old, he's gotten better. Like, they've trained him over the years how to speak properly in public. Like, his early interviews are so uncomfortable that you almost have to turn them off. He speaks so fast, they're not even words. He doesn't look at anybody. He's a surface level human. Like, he just passes the bar of being a human being.
Yeah, yeah. I think he'll win this matchup. Because there's too many variants between astrology people. I think Mark Zuckerberg's downfall is he's kind of a dickhead.
That's true.
Weird and a dickhead, I think. Because like can you be a weird dickhead?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think most weirdos are like inherently assholes.
But like unintentionally, just because they're weird and don't know how to act. I think he like goes out of his way to be an asshole.
That's by like sharing people's data and shit.
Oh, what?
By like sharing people's data and stuff, or like I don't think he comes across to me as an asshole.
That's like one of the first lines of the fucking movie. Granted, right. The movie's not
the movie version of him is very different than the version he presents to us. But and that version he presents to us is not very dickish, in my opinion.
Though that was like one of the constants that people describe Mark Zuckerberg as. He was just a dick. Just an asshole. Yeah. Or at least he's attempting to be an asshole.
He certainly got rich guy / dick haircut vibes.
Yeah.
Like when you see him, you're just like, I mean, you could have done better.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's almost like a Mark Davis haircut a little bit.
Yeah, but like the young man version.
Yes.
Too much money to focus on.
Has Mark Zuckerberg ever acknowledged his like weirdness or his like any of his idiosyncrasies?
No, because I feel like when he's interviewed, like he never done it. The most candid thing he ever did was the smoke and meats thing. That was the most like outside of the box of talking business and Facebook. Like, can you think of anything else that he's ever done that's like mildly normal?
wearing white face and going surfboarding was sick. And that was very, I do that every summer.
No, but he was alone. If he was with a group of buddies, sure. But he was like alone, wasn't he?
No, his wife is definitely there. He's a big wife guy. He's like the number one wife guy.
He's a weirdo. Astrology people aren't weirdos. They're the type that would like call themselves the biggest weirdos in their friend.
Yeah, exactly.
But like they think they're weirdos because they believe very general statements.
Yeah.
This is so me.
All right, let's go.
I put them in the most annoying. Again, that's where I think Zodiac people belong.
Yeah,
there's some women not even annoying anymore. They're just. It's like, all right.
Annoying or boring, not weird.
Yeah.
I can't take KB serious right now. He looks like Cowboy Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
Do I?
You kind of
look.
All right, we got to be careful on video. We're making too many visual references, because just keep that in mind. Pretend we're not wearing hats. All right, vote.
No can
Mark Zuckerberg.
I'm going Zuck.
I don't think anyone's going astrology people.
Yeah, it's got to be Zuckerberg.
Yep, though noted, they were called annoying. Astrology people, you didn't escape scot-free, been called annoying. The 8-9 matchup. one of these is a direct nominee from KB. The 8 seed is EDM superfans and couples going up against the 9 seed, director Tim Burton.
Ooh.
Tim Burton. That's my nominee, and I fucking think he might win this whole thing.
You don't know Plur couples.
Although I will say that I wanted both Tim Burton and Helena Bonham Carter as the couple, because I think both of them combined have a very huge like aggregate weird energy to them.
I would agree with that, though. I do also think she's mildly more normal than him, where she almost like it as a whole. He's just so pure weird.
Yeah.
She also like dresses in character in real life. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's bizarre. She's a bizarre human.
I'm trying to see right through him. Like, is his weirdness intentional?
Yes.
Like, does he know that's what's getting
it's
him
calculated?
Jobs? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So there's a barometer for this, because somebody's not it. I didn't put Weird Al in this. You can't call yourself like your name can't be weird and be in the weirdos brag. Like,
but Tim if he Burton, went by normal Al, guess what? Yeah. That's where he's landing.
If he was the normal Al Yankovic, he'd be in it.
I'll defend KB's nomination. Have you ever seen the EDM couple's proposals when they weep as they transfer friendship bracelets from one wrist to the other?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm looking up EDM couples right now.
KB, go in.
Sob.
They wear pacifiers to their phone. They exchanged like little candies.
What is Plur?
It's peace, love, unity, respect, which I don't think.
I think the world's worst John Cena ripoff.
Okay, but this archetype only has a lifespan of about 2 years, because they're on so much Molly so often that they think their baseline mood is just loving everybody. And then they fizzle out and they become different people. But yeah.
Oh, I'm just looking at pictures. It's really gross.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of sweat.
I will say this too, because there's going to be something later on that I can mildly relate to. KB, you've been to plenty of shows and stuff like in this sphere, so you've been up close and personal with EDM super fans and couples.
I have been. I've been around them. I haven't like really interacted with like the hardest core of them.
Tim Burton's filmography, though, a lot of weird things. I mean, anyone that is that attached to Johnny Depp, anyone who makes the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory reboot is inherently a bizarre person.
Or a corpse bride. Anytime you work with any sort of stop motion, I think that automatically makes you a weirdo.
That is true.
Yeah, I think his is intentional. I think he gets off on people thinking he's a weirdo.
Yeah, like, I think he's too successful at his craft to be truly that weird.
But here's my counterpoint is that EDM people in general, I usually just in my brain think are kind of cool. And like, I don't mean like, oh, fuck, I wish I was an EDM person. I'm like, damn, they're doing a lot cooler stuff than I'm doing. I don't think that with Tim Burton.
But
I think
because the EDM people go, Jeff.
No. Go ahead. Because then I'll have a follow up point on that.
The EDM people like you're thinking of that are kind of cool, like the real EDM fans like think are pussies. Like don't like they listen to songs with lyrics. That's a no-go.
Yeah. It's like a community and they put like their Twitter name is always the next festival they're going to. Their name and like an arrow and then like outside lands or lost lands or whatever.
You can tell
it's different than Tim Burton. Cool ones. I know the cool ones.
You can tell Tim Burton intentionally messes up his hair too. Like he knows what he's doing.
Oh yeah.
Like if it was a little bit less messed up, like a reasonable amount, then I'd believe him.
I do think we have to specify too, for like any type of person, because I would agree, Kendrick, if we're just grouping any EDM thing, because like KB and I like EDM, but like I think we have to be very specific. Like these are the fucking super fans, which now I'm actually upset we don't have like football.
They bring stuffed animals and toys and hula hoops and pacifiers. These are the ones I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But
anytime you integrate pacifiers, that ups your weirdness like tenfold. Because after the age one and a half, that's a no-go.
They like do light shows in front of their they treat each other like babies.
I like the glove guys though.
The ones that can do this like that thing. That's so
light
cool.
Gloves.
That's cool as hell. See,
come on.
I dated a plur girl. And she made me like make like her like they had like totems or something. They bring totems.
That too.
And so like I spent like 12 hours like doing this so she could like go to this like EDM concert and just like fuck everybody.
Oh yeah.
I was doing it with a smile on my face.
Plur sounds like it's like the antithesis of whatever a TERF is. Like it sounds like it's to be a more serious acronym than it really is.
JK Rowling is a plur.
Yeah, she's big time plur. She's no longer a TERF. She's redefining the game. But see, here's the thing is that I have zero interaction with any sort of like they're weird, like EDM couples for sure. I feel like I get more exposure to Tim Burton stuff, even if it's only around holiday time, whatever. I get way more exposure to them and his weird shit than I do any sort of EDM couple because I'm not involved in that world.
This episode of The Bracket, a Lights, Camera, Barstool podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp. That's right, folks. BetterHelp is a fantastic service. We use it here at Barstool Sports. Part of a plan that we have. It's incredibly helpful. I use it. Not just saying that either. Go to betterhelp.com/lights for 10% off your first month of BetterHelp. If you don't know what BetterHelp is, I'll tell you what it is right now. It is a great way to get therapy from the comfort of your own home. No waiting rooms, none of that stuff. Customized online therapy that offers video, phone, live chat sessions. Maybe you don't want to be on the phone or on video. You do live chats. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. Much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Investing in your mind is important, right? So why not do that with BetterHelp? You get so many things fixed in your life. Mental health is a very important one. And like I said, we agree. They've offered BetterHelp to us and all my coworkers. It's been a great added benefit. Doesn't mean something's wrong with you getting therapy. Just, you know, maybe you need something to get off your mind. You have something you want to talk about. It helps. So again, BetterHelp, BETTER, help. And our listeners or watchers, if you're watching on YouTube, get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/lights. Betterhelp.com/lights.
So I'm on the flip side. I don't consume any Burton shit.
Never watched Corpse Bride?
No.
You were listening to the Sweeney Todd soundtrack
on the way here.
Fucking don't even start.
I mean, stop. Really afraid of the Willy Wonka movie growing up.
Very scary.
Oh, wait, Willy Wonka or the Burton Charlie and the Chocolate Factory one?
Burton.
because the Burton one, the Willy Wonka is for sure the movie that should scare you more, but the Burton one is so much creepier. So Tim, let's do the vote. 8 seed EDM super fans and couples. They got Pacifiers. The 9 seed Tim Burton, who, look, it sounds like EDM super fans are going to win, but I do agree with Ken Jack. If you're that into stop motion,
immediate red flag, the reddest of flags. Like, so being an EDM, you could be cool. Like, if let's say this, like, you put us, like, you have a Tinder match, right? If your Tinder match says, like, I'm big in EDM, you probably swipe right. If you say, like, oh, I'm bringing a stop motion,
well, what if it's a super fan though?
But it's a super fan.
If they say I'm an EDM super fan in their Tinder bio, you'd still be like, yeah, fuck yeah. Hell yeah, I'll check it out. And if they said stop motion super fan, you'd fucking report them to the FBI.
This isn't a stop motion super fan, it's Tim Burton.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like
he's doing that because he wants people to think he's weird. And then he'll go and make $1 trillion off of making Dumbo. You think a weirdo would do Dumbo?
I hope we interview him one day and Nick just confronts him in the office. You're just like, stop, you sir.
Fucking
stop.
Fraud. Yeah. You're a fraud, Burton. You're not actually weird.
Ken Jack, is your vote Tim Burton?
Tim Burton.
Che.
EDM.
Nick.
I'm going to go EDM. No, but like, I love Big Fish. That's all I got.
No, Big Fish. I do like that movie.
Matthew McGrory.
Big Matthew McGrory guy.
Number one Grinch.
Long day.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's the nipples guy.
RIP to another, bro.
EDM for KB. Owen.
EDM.
Okay, EDM moves on to the next round. The next matchup, the 5 versus 12. This is... there could be an upset, but I feel strongly about the 5 seed. The 5 seed is beer snobs and IPA guys, which there's a footnote. Nick specifically nominated people who have the Tapped beer app log all their beers.
Have you ever been out with a guy that you kind of don't really know and he takes a picture of his fucking beer so we can log it? That pisses me off so much.
The 12 seed, though, it's a strong 12 seed. Niche porn Reddit moderators.
Beer snob just ran into a fucking blender.
I think beer snobs and IPA guys like taking pictures of their whatever, their craft beers, their IPAs, and logging them individually. I do think that does fall under weird, and it's a much broader like scope.
There's too many.
There's too many. It's not weird. It's like average.
No, they're definitely like one of the worst types of people.
Annoying.
Yeah.
Very annoying group of people.
It's not weird anymore.
But niche porn Reddit moderators.
Oh, that's fucking weird.
Well, KB is the really KB weird. Is the mod of r/slowcuddlefuck.
The mod. I applied to be the mod. I'm just an actor.
Do you guys know the first rule for r/clothed-titty-fuck?
No.
Titties must be clothed while being fucked.
It's the only rule.
It's like Fight Club.
That's like one of my favorite self-reds, the r/self-fuck.
Yeah.
It's just like the mods on there.
You will do anything to shoehorn in self-fuck.
Dude, self-fuck's an incredible Reddit. If you go to it's like the people fucking their own asshole and like the comments are like, nice job. Like,
I have some gripes. r/juicy Asians used to be pictures of just juicy Asians. Now it's just the same 3 Asians. Granted, they are juicy, trying to promote their own. It's a ruined subreddit.
They are juicy.
Damn.
Jay, I do feel like you have a lot of friends on the Tapped Beer app.
Definitely. It's a tough scene when you go out and, you know, you see, oh, what do you have on tap? And then it's more than just I'll have the Miller Lite or I'll have the, you know, Blue Moon or whatever. And then it's a very lengthy conversation. If you ever need to see a menu for beer, too far.
Too far.
Yeah.
Just squint at the tap, make kind of a loose decision.
I disagree.
And then go from there.
Yeah, well, KB, you disagree. KB is someone who recently ordered a 0.0 alcohol IPA at Yard House, and it was a cup of water.
Oh, yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
It's not fucking beer.
That was so it was like Zima.
Yeah, untapped people can be. I felt like they belonged in. You're like, you fucking weirdo. Like, because also big shamers, too, in terms of people that shame other people and make them feel lesser. You are right on that, Jay, where it's like, oh, you don't have that beer yet. Like, because they're collecting beers like Pokemon. Mm-hmm.
They are
more boring than weird. Like, just nobody wants to listen to them.
Yeah.
They do like they do tweets sometimes, right? Like, it automatically tweets out there.
Yes.
So lame.
But like, IPA beer names are the fucking worst too.
Yeah.
Because then it's just like, all of them have like the word like fuck in it. Something like it's
a raging dog bitch.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, raging bitch is a great beer.
I love that beer.
Great beer.
The double it's
like,
dog.
It's like 500% alcohol. You drink one and you're fucked.
Yeah, you have one IPA and it feels like you just ate at like a fucking Ponderosa for 10 hours.
I'm looking up some, the most popular 2021 Other Half Brewing Company Double Dry Hopped Green City.
That's just like assembly of fake words. Man, that's real. But here's the thing is like, I think when someone takes out the Tap Dap or anything like that, or they start talking about IPAs, I was like, oh, I'm not like, wow, that guy's fucking weird. That's a weirdo. Mm. I'm just like bored and annoyed and disgusted. And if you say that you're a porn moderator of a niche porn, whatever, or any porn thing, I'm like, you're a real fucking weirdo. You're like, you dedicate time to going through porn posts. And like, that's pure weirdo.
I'll be honest. r/slim and stacked is it's passing up Busty Petit. And I'd be the last to admit that, but it is.
Davey, didn't you try to be the mod of boobs and titties? The mug. What was that?
Yeah, but it had one T.
So
it was one T.
And tights.
And slim and stacked is interesting. That's a quick browse.
r/perfect tits.
You got removed as a mod for posting a non-perfect tit.
Gone wild. Some of these could be the names of IPAs.
Slim and stacked is definitely
an IPA. We need a line of beers at subreddits.
Oh my god.
I'm looking at more names. Fat Orange Cat Brew Baby Kittens IPA. Radiant Pig Save the Robots East Coast IPA.
The designers of the IPA cans are like guys that still think like Nyan Cat's funny. They're like rainbows coming out of a unicorn ass. Like, it's like those kind of guys.
I do think the 12 seed's going to win. Is anyone voting? Are we all voting niche porn Reddit moderators? Is that a 6-0 sweep?
Yeah.
NPRMs, yeah.
I do think they're going to have a tough matchup in the next round regardless, because the 4 seed, we have another person. The 4 seed is Jared Leto.
Okay.
Who has increasingly become, though you could argue, if we argue Tim Burton tries to be weird, Jared Leto makes it his life goal to be weird.
Mm-hmm. Big time try hard.
13 seed Nick nominated it as Mountain Dew, but I grouped it together as soda for breakfast people.
Yeah.
So the people you're in 7-Eleven at 9-8. Like, you saw us, like, if you're in high school, you pick something maybe for high school or something, or even college, and you see, like, I always saw an assistant principal who'd pick up 4 Cherry Cokes and one thing of like 1 Reese's cup every time I'd see him in 7-Eleven.
The Warren Buffett special.
Yeah. So like, when it's like soda for breakfast is in like, that's almost your meal, right?
Owen, do you need to come clean about something?
I got to be honest. Like, a Diet Coke before 8 a.m. is better than cocaine.
100%. The spiciness?
Yeah, but I would argue, like, if I get like a McDonald's or something, McDonald's breakfast, I go to like a diner, I would get a soda, but I'm more thinking of people who like the meal is the Coke. Like, they're treating like the 2 Cokes as a meal.
You would get.
It depends on the type of soda.
Mountain Dew for breakfast.
Mountain Dew or like
always
orange soda.
Either got arrested, became welders, or were like Invader Zim super fans. And that was like, that's the only time those three come together as one, is when they're having a breakfast Dew.
They're making or behind bars, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Jay, did you take issue with my soda?
Yeah, so wait, you would get a soda with like a hotcakes and sausage big breakfast? Is that, I didn't even know there was an option. I thought you could only get orange juice or milk.
Jeff, say it ain't so.
You thought you could only get orange juice, Che?
At McDonald's.
At McDonald's?
We all
use
CD players.
A sausage McGriddle and a Diet Coke? Yeah.
That soda machine never turns off.
Yeah. I honestly had no idea that was even an option.
But we got to talk about... Not enough talk on Jared Leto right now.
Yeah.
Mm. Jared Leto, though, I do think, Nick, I don't know if you're going to argue the same point you did with Tim Burton. I do think Jared Leto tries to be weird, but I would argue he's transcended his attempt to now he is just so... I mean, the story about the Suicide Squad, when he fucking sent, like, dead guts
and
animals.
And rats.
And just, yeah. used condoms to Will Smith to prep for the role, like the shittiest Joker of all time. Like, I mean,
I liked him as a Joker.
Oh my. Oh no.
I thought he was pretty good. He was only in the movie for like 10 or 15 minutes.
Have you seen any other Joker?
Yes. I thought
Jack Nicholson. Yeah, you got it.
I always get Jack Nicholas and Jack Nicholson confused when talking.
Okay. I think you did on the last podcast too.
Jack Nicholson as a Joker, very whatever. Heath Ledger, obviously the GOAT.
This episode brought to you by Public Rec. Right now you get 10% off Public Rec. Why settle for traditional retail sizes, right? Traditional retail sizes, I'll tell you what, not great. Not great. Who knows, medium, large, big or tall. It's so many different sizes. Public Rec's got you covered. They make elevated athleisure wear in multiple dimensional sizes because they believe in comfort, and comfort starts with better fits. They're best-selling all-day, everyday pants available in over 40 different size combinations. I feel like some of those size combinations don't even exist. That's how diligent they are. Anywhere from 5'8", 5, 6'5", 7 feet tall. Public Rec spent years engineering the perfect blend of softness, stretch, and durability. All the performance benefits you love with the added style for more formal occasions. Zipper pockets, no more having your phone or wallet fall out, all that stuff. Public Rec rarely does discounts too, and right now, LIGHTS, code LIGHTS, L-I-G-H-T-S, you get 10% off. Public, P-U-B-L-I-C, Rec, R-E-C.com, and use promo code LIGHTS for 10% off.
So he's done a lot of weird stuff too. I think the one thing I always go to is that when he did the movie where he played the guy that shot, I believe, Reagan? Or he played Chapman, whichever one Chapman was.
Yeah, that movie flopped too.
It flopped big time. But before to do that, he gained, I want to say it was like 80 pounds for the movie by eating nothing but ice cream and olive oil, all melted together in the microwave. And he gave himself gout doing it. And the movie
What do you mean olive oil?
He would take melted ice cream and mix it with olive oil and just eat it all up. And
give him 80 pounds.
So yeah, like actors who do body transformations like Christian Bale, I think you have to be a weirdo to really be that committed to the craft.
But even he even stopped. He said that he has to stop doing it like he was doing. He's like, I'm going to literally die if I do it.
Yeah.
McConaughey said the same thing, I think, because he did one where he ate a bunch of cheeseburgers. He's like, I don't know how.
Bale wasn't even like going in the right order. He was going from like skinny to fat to skinny to fat.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a gradual, like, I'll film this along the way of the transition. Like,
I missed an ingredient in this. He drank microwaved pints of ice cream mixed with soy sauce and olive oil every night.
Why?
I guess that's like the fat juice. I can't think of any other reason.
There's enough proof in this country that just eating the ice cream on its own, you'll gain weight.
Yeah.
Also, like, what's this for sodium?
I have no idea. Salt. I can't imagine a reason why.
Remember, he showed up to the Met Gala with a copied version of his own head holding that, walking the red carpet.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. But like, then you have to look at, like, he started out as a musician. 30 Seconds to Mars.
I like 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah, it's a pretty radio friendly band. It's not like a super out there band. Like, they have enough to like have songs on the charts, and like the music isn't weird.
No, the music's not weird, but him as a person, I think, has grown progressively more weird. I think that he personally really wants to be like a Joaquin Phoenix type actor. And he thinks he has to go mega method to do that. And it turns him into an absolute freak that no one likes.
Hear me out. Too handsome to be weird.
Yeah, he is. He's hot.
That's a good point.
He looks like Katy Perry, yeah.
And now he plays characters like, he's playing a fucking vampire character soon. He's this new House of Gucci movie. He looks, I don't even know why they cast him. He looks like they could have just cast any other person because it looks 0% like him. They've transformed him so much. It's like, why even put him in there? Have someone else do it who looks like the guy, then just have Jared Leto dub the lines.
You guys see what he looks like in this movie, by the way? Here's a little sneak preview. My virtual background is fucking up, but you can tell it looks really fucking weird.
You can tell a little bit that it's him. It's almost like I didn't know that was Colin Farrell in the Batman.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of the same thing there, but it seems like Leto kind of lost what made him weird. He was doing these small, like Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah.
And what was that? Mr. Nobody.
Yeah.
Like, those were weird small parts. Everything he's been in now has been like almost guaranteed blockbuster. Like, it almost has too much general appeal.
He's hot, but he also does very weird shit. He's almost like an Armie Hammer syndrome. I guess that's like where you kind of get into, right? Like Armie Hammer, I think, is very weird, but he is also very hot.
People that have soda for breakfast just have soda and no other intake.
I think just waking up and wanting a pop is.
Well, I think there's two types. There's like the weirdest people in the world and the fattest people in the world. soda for breakfast, but we're not talking about the fat ones who are addicted to soda. The other ones who are skinny and still seek out a 7-Up.
I just think of I've seen a bunch of people do this, but I think of the one assistant principal I had in high school who just like downed 3 cherry Cokes in the morning. Like, that was his breakfast. Like he just
I feel like teachers and like construction workers, you like kind of have to give it pass because they have to be up like crazy early. Like school starts at what, like 7 o'clock?
Coffee's there too, though. Yeah. Great energy.
Energy drinks is a cheat because that is soda.
Nick's like original suggestion specifically Mountain Dew is insane because that's caffeine free, right?
No,
I'm pretty sure.
Mountain Dew
is like the most caffeinated drink.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Nick's been giving Mountain Dew to like his caffeine free friend for years. Like, here you go, buddy. There's a caffeine free drink.
Mountain Dew lowers your sperm count too, does it not?
Yeah,
code red. So.
Been busted.
Even if it
not
doesn't,
literally.
Yeah, even if it doesn't, it's too late because the theory of Mountain Dew lowering your sperm count has run so wild. There's
yeah,
no
it
way
doesn't lower your sperm count. You just get less pussy if you drink it.
Is Jared Leto the picker? Is anyone voting soda / Mountain Dew for breakfast?
I'll go Leto.
Yeah, I'll go Leto as well.
Leto,
KB, wait. Owen, myself.
I'm going to go with soda for breakfast just because if you just have two sodas, like there's no food there.
there's mineral. There's some nutrients involved being ingested there.
Jared Leto moves on anyway. 3 seed versus the 14 seed. 3 seed. This so we're going to post this graphic on the Barstool Sports account. I hope we don't have a whole community come after us. The 3 seed is Furries.
Had to be.
had to be in the bracket. And the 14 seed is Paintball Adults.
Oh, that's a great pick.
Adults that love paintball. Yeah.
Dude, paintball rules. You guys don't play paintball?
I submitted paintball.
I'm not like a hardcore paintball guy. I've probably gone like half a dozen times, but it's sick.
No, oh my god, no.
Yeah.
This is why I submit.
I went to a paintball birthday party one time and I was wearing basketball shorts and a grown man came up to me and emptied a grenade next to me that exploded 500 pellets onto my ass, thighs, calves, and Achilles.
I had a buddy in middle school and high school who was is this was I'll set up the type of person he was. I told the story thing on LCB before, but there was one time. So he was older than most of us, so he had his license first, his permit, and all that. In Texas, you could drive with a permit without like a parent, so he would drive us around. And he had like a job, like he had money, and we had a school thing. And we went to McDonald's, and my buddy Ethan and I could not. We didn't have any money to buy food, so we watched this kid. I won't name him. Scarf down his food, and he had a little leftover fries and an extra burger. We're like, "Hey,
name is Stephen Shea.
Can we have that?" And he goes, "No." He goes, "Get your own money," and he threw away the uneaten food. So this kid's just a fucking asshole. He used to reference all these things he would see on the internet on a thing called pbnation.com. He'd be like, "Oh, I saw that on PB Nation." We didn't know what it was for years until we learned it's paintballnation.com. And it's the forums for Paintball Nation. So Paintball Adults. Granted, that was middle school and high school, but I know he's still a paintball guy. That'll always get me going.
I have a petition.
You're the worst.
I have a petition, and I submitted Furries. I think we take Furries off and submit Airsoft Adults to go against Paintball Adults.
Because Airsoft Adults exist.
Oh yeah, yes. Yeah.
They're not.
Okay, Airsoft Adults are worse than Paintball Adults.
I was thinking of Airsoft this whole time. Airsoft is so much worse.
Well, here's the amendment.
They're in real war.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's crazy, dude. Yes, there is. I swear to God, I see videos of them.
Are they still alive?
Like yes. Airsoft guns don't even hurt, do they?
No, not at all.
Mild sting.
They get an argument. They get an argument to like, "Oh, you were automatic within these walls."
Oh, I've seen that.
My trigger finger.
Like, all right. Okay. Here's the amendment. Because paintball's more mainstream, paintball adults are the 3 okay. seed, airsoft adults are the 14 seed. Now it's really hard.
Yeah.
Time out. Do airsoft adults, do they play war with airsoft?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, they do. Dude, they do like it's
paintball.
They have.
Wait, are you asking if they play war to the point of death?
No, like
no, they have like courses.
Battles. Like you do like a battle against. What do airsoft adults do? Shoot each other.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing as the
same thing, but no fun neon colors. It does like
I got
same exact thing.
I actually there's a cool video, KB, I'll send you. It's of people playing an airsoft battle, and the point they have like balloons to attach them. That's how you know who wins. I'll send you the channel.
It's like real life Mario Party.
Yeah, it's the battle mode of Mario.
Dude, it's
yeah.
terrible because you
it's
don't even
YouTube.
Like, normally
.com slash dude perfect. You can go on there. You can watch them play.
normally video, you yeah. don't have the benefit of the balloons because it's just basically you shoot someone and that you it's honor system. They have to raise their hand
yeah.
and say
yeah.
I got tagged. It's yeah. fucking terrible. And
I'm looking them up now. They're way worse.
Wait, so guys are worse.
Funny, airsoft
dude.
Guys are people who played paintball and like wanted it to feel more like war.
yeah,
yeah they're like this gun
me.
Doesn't look like a fucking real gun. I want like a Sopmon M4
yeah,
with like
a
reload.
Little tiny pellet that doesn't even hurt.
Yeah, dude. Oh, well, it does in grenades.
Yeah, they have grenades too, man. They do everything. It's nuts.
I know.
How do you even know if you got hit from a far distance?
Yeah, like
you wouldn't even know just because there's a nice breeze.
That's the thing. It's all honor system. They're like, you were hit. And they're like, no, I wasn't.
So these yeah, are just exactly. dudes arguing that they were hit or not.
Dude, yeah. and you guys see the videos. When they get into like legit arguments, they just start like unloading on each other from point blank. It's so fucking
yeah,
funny.
But they don't feel anything. They're just losing pellets.
They're like, yeah, I remember there's one of the guys like, he burnt my tag. It's so fucking funny. I wonder if I can find that later. It's but they're the absolute worst. Like the worst humans. I think they're way worse than paintball adults.
Mm-hmm. So I to be fair to myself, I think I've only played paintball maybe 5 or 6 times my whole life. But there was a brief moment where I was a paintball adult. And I'll tell you why. So I've been on 2 bachelor parties that we've gone paintballing. And the last one I was on, we went out and we had fun. You reserve the room for whatever, like an hour, 2 hours, whatever. And when it's done, like there's like kind of like an overlap. And so the next group, and sometimes you play against like other like strangers or whatever, if your group is not big enough, the like changing group was a bunch of like high school kids and they're like super intimidating. Like, and this was maybe like 3 years ago. So this was very recent. So I'm, you know, 32 years old. Mm-hmm. And they came in and like, they had like no shirts on, looked really tough. We were like getting changed out of our stuff. And then one of them like blew a kiss to us. And I was like, what the fuck? Wait a minute. So they're like, do you guys want to play us? Like, you want to bring 4? And we're like, I mean, not really. And like half of us were like, all right, we'll play. And I was one of the people that like, yeah, let's play. So these kids didn't know the course yet and got absolutely run by us. And I have never felt more powerful my entire life than sneaking up behind this little 18-year-old kid and just unloading right on his back from 2 feet away.
Wait till you hear about Columbine.
I mean, it was good fun. The kid, you know, had booze, but he's living.
Our paintball took our middle school by storm. I myself had a Tippmann 98 custom. I believe KB had a spider.
I had a spider.
Uh-huh. Wait, you had a Tippmann?
I had a Tippmann 98 custom.
Tippmann.
Nice.
And, but we all had to stop because one of our boys, Bo, blinded one of our other boys, Greg. Because Greg said he was out, took off his mask.
Yep.
Oh, is that deaf Greg?
That's not deaf Greg.
No. It's
now blind Greg, yeah.
This is tough now because I do feel like airsoft, you get that intense weirdo, but paintball, you get like that juvenile weirdo, if that
makes
sense.
I was going to say we are forgetting laser tag adults.
I was about to say after the vote.
That would fall into the one seed pedophiles now.
I was gonna say after the vote that airsoft adults wipe the sweat from their brow as they don't get thrown into the bracket after this one. But I don't think laser tag adults, there's enough of them to
there's a lot of airsoft adults. A lot of them.
I never knew there was airsoft.
All right, we have to vote because one of these is gonna be on the next round. So KB, what's your vote? Airsoft adults?
I'm sold on airsoft.
Mm-hmm. I'm all in on airsoft right now.
Airsoft, of course.
I'm going to go Airsoft as well. Kenjack Airsoft.
Oh, yeah.
Che, sweep. You as well.
Airsoft paintball guys, very normal.
That's a sweep, Nick.
Sweep.
Airsoft adult. You know what it is? It's the honor system. The idea of them stopping every 90 seconds to argue if someone got hit or not. It's just very funny to me.
When you look at the gear that they have,
sounds cool.
Yeah,
Airsoft.
Exactly.
Airsoft.
Who remembers the website to buy the guns? ShortyUSA.com.
Shorty USA. Oh, yay! I would just browse that.
All right, the 6 versus 11 matchup. This is a matchup of a group and then a person who is associated with the group in a sense. Not wizards, but magicians, my friends. It's the 6 seed internet magicians.
Ooh.
Internet magicians. And the 11 seed, our last person, Chris Angel. I will, however, allow, if we want a last second amendment, we can swap him out for David Blaine.
Street Magic's cool.
David Blaine got me too'd.
Did he really?
Yeah. He's out then.
Yeah, he's just straight up out.
Chris Angel didn't.
He's a literal angel.
That was David Blaine's greatest trick. Nobody ever forgot he got me too'd.
I didn't remember.
I'll Chris Angel mind freak.
Disappear.
Nick, I will allow you to have the floor initially because there is a specific internet magician that you have always touted.
Fucking Rick Lax.
Rick Lax.
The Facebook Rick magician. Rick Lax. He goes crazy viral on Facebook. And he's like, you got to share and like to lock in your answer. And like these people are falling for it. And then he's just doing very simple, basic math. They're so you like get rich. To the same number. And here's the thing that pisses me off the most. He looks just like KB.
Wow, he really does. Holy smokes. He's got the same sad face. That's incredible.
Like, he gets like 200 million views on just doing general math and is blowing people's minds.
Or like questions he knows the most common answer.
Yeah, like so name an animal that starts with E, but it's got to be a big animal.
Yeah. Do you know what? You guys fucked up by not... You guys fucked up by not taking Zach King, the true internet magician.
Yeah.
Oh, the miner
is going to be my question. Do internet magicians count the ones that just use After Effects?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think absolutely. I think Zach King is in there.
Zach King from Vine fame. We talked about him all the time.
Zach King is an example of older people who still run like their... Like trying to connect to like the youth demographic, and they're like, we gotta infuse social media. So they just continue to hire Zach King every year.
He's like made by a fucking factory. That he's not like a real human.
He's done this for like a decade. He is the worst actor of all time.
He's really bad.
This is him when he's inside his own phone.
Just shaking the thing. Yeah.
Like I think he thinks he discovered perspective. He's like, all right, if I stand far away, I'm going to look little. And then he's sharing that with the world.
Chris Angel, okay, let's again bring up this point we have with all the people. Is Chris Angel trying to be bizarre and weird?
It's true. That's the issue for, I think, Chris Angel here.
But I would argue magicians, try hard. Do magicians think they're weird?
I think Chris Angel thinks like that's part of his allure. Like people want to come see him because they think he's weird. Like he's part of his freak. He's a mind freak.
He's doing mind blowing stunts. Like that's not exactly weird, is it?
I think if you live in Las Vegas, you start to lose your mind a little bit. Choosing to be a magician, you are crazy. Doing the stunts makes him weird. And then also, if you guys ever heard his music, does anybody know what his band's name is?
No, God, what is it?
It's Angel Dust.
And that rocks. That's actually so cool. He's immediately cool. To me.
And he does like industrial metal. So it's just like a bunch of like pipes grinding, getting crushed. It sounds like this, everything he sounds, every song he puts out sounds like it should be in the movie The Crow.
Great soundtrack in The Crow.
No. It sounds like, does Chris Angel have a chance here though? It sounds like internet magicians are going to win easy.
Oh, yeah.
I think magicians are very cool, no matter what kind. But isn't Chris Angel technically an illusionist? And is that the same thing?
Well, I guess it wouldn't matter in this case because he's on the other side.
Yeah, because he's not. Yeah.
I would argue that doing internet magic is like the lowest.
It's not cool and
magic.
Yeah.
Because you have right before
including After Effects. After Effects magicians mean it's really the lowest form.
The internet itself is like a magic trick.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the fact that you could just send people pictures, like
that's the greatest trick of all.
We're all internet magicians.
That came in a week with Dude Perfect.
No fucking way.
But he hasn't posted in the month of November, which leads me to believe he's
dead,
terminally ill.
Get well soon.
Do you want to see my white blood cell count disappear?
Oh, he's going to like put his tumor up the camera and shrink it and turn it into like a fucking like strawberry candy.
Is anyone voting for Chris Angel? Is the sweep for internet magicians?
I'm gonna vote for Chris Angel.
I think Chris Angel is weirder than like I think this guy is just lame and corny.
Well, Chris Angel passed off. Oh no, that's Blaine. David Blaine would just be like, I'm gonna freeze myself. Or like, what's the magic trick?
David Blaine's like final couple acts. Like David Blaine's last few things. Actually, though, you know what? I'm gonna do what you guys said with like beer snobs. Annoying. David Blaine, it wasn't weird. It was just dumb. It was just stupid. Yeah. Like his remember when he was in a box suspended over like Trafalgar Square in London?
Yes.
And people just egged the box. They just threw shit at the box. For weeks.
Did Chris Angel float on a balloon over Manhattan? Wasn't he going to do that? Like,
yeah, he's in the up thing.
Yeah.
You know what's weird about David Blaine is that he has arguably like two like diametrically opposed names. David, very boring name. Blaine, very cool name. Like, and then he became a magician. Like, he's kind of in between that zone.
Chris cool by adding an S.
Yeah, that was pretty cool though. Like Marquise Chris, right? I think that's two S's too.
You know, you could actually
Chris Cross, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chris Cross.
Well, he's a K, Chris Cross.
Yeah. Where is this local?
I'm just saying that's how you spell Chris and Chris Cross.
Coffee with Chris Cross.
I wasn't aware that Chris Angel has a restaurant.
Yeah. Is he really?
Yeah.
Chris Angel's place. Breakfast, lunch, and pizza.
That's very not weird. That's pretty normal.
And they also sell a gourmet Italian ices.
Ooh.
What's the name of it?
45 minutes outside of Vegas.
The middle of the desert.
Maoka Valley. Have to be weird to allow yourself to be as lame as an internet magician.
I mean, KB and Nick, you guys got to go there. You're not that far away.
No, we're pretty far.
It's actually closer to Arizona. It's actually east of Vegas, so it's closer to Arizona.
Yeah.
All right, that's a 2-2 tie. Ken, Jack, who are you voting for?
I mean, I'm going to go internet magicians.
Yeah, that's actually what I'm going to go with as well. I do think they're inherently weirder. All right,
his restaurant's called BLP.
Yeah,
no
breakfast,
way.
Lunch, and pizza.
Breakfast, lunch, pizza.
Yeah. No, breakfast, lunch, and
fever
pizza.
Dream.
Yeah. The 7-10 matchup. Actually, this is like some of these I think we've gone both ways of like, oh, maybe they're not weird. I think these two I don't think we have many arguments. The 7 seed reptile owners. The 10 seed feet pick guys.
Shout out Jersey Jerry.
That's almost like so like normal, it's not even weird though. Actually, now that I just said that, like it's so normal in society. Like I don't think about reptile owners all the time, but feet pics is such like a meme. Like I think about like you see it all the time on any social platform. Though it is still fucking
that's
weird.
Pretend. That's fake.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
there's
true.
It's real people. The people guys. Are like they're feet facing, basically. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they aren't actual feet guys.
Yeah. Reptile owners, imagine like. Okay, I want the upkeep of a dog or a cat, but I don't want the unconditional love.
Yeah.
Why?
It's what do you call it? And I think here's what I would come at now is that if someone told me that they were a big feet fetish guy, I'd think less of them, obviously. But like if someone told me they grew up raising reptiles, I'd think a lot less of them. I'd be like, there's something really fucked up in your brain. Like Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard, number one, I think he raised like 100 snakes. Big weirdo. Like that guy's a massive weirdo. It's always tells.
I don't get why feet pick guys don't like hands.
Yeah.
Oh, they said cans. I was like, I think they probably
hands. Yeah, that, too, that as well.
It's a body part.
Yeah, cans. But like Jerry said, hands do nothing for him.
Right. Like, what? They're enough alike where they should do something.
And hands shouldn't stay. Yeah. Like, feet
it's
stink.
An advanced foot.
You know what's a word I use for it? You know what it is? Because you see hands all the time. Like they're always there. It's the feet. The feet are they're like unmentionables. Like you just don't you got to. There's work to be had to get to the feet. So I actually, while I'm not a feet pick guy, that oddly makes sense that Jerry, our coworker, who's a feet pick guy, has said that.
I think that's why underboob's better.
Oh, yeah.
Underboob's better than regular boob?
It's more elusive, yeah.
Underboob's better than top boob.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
I love the idea of you going up to like a feet pick guy and being like, yeah, I'm a little... I love the idea of you going up to a feet pick guy and being like, yeah, I'm a little weird too. I like underboob. That's like mildly comparable. But reptile, I mean, yeah, every reptile owner I've known has been a little odd.
Always weird. Always weird. There's kind semi-normal feet pick guy, not many normal reptile people.
Give me some examples of snakes. What else? Are
like snakes, bearded iguanas, dragons, iguanas. Like anything. Turtles, even I think turtles are like turtle or like the most normal among the reptile owners.
Yeah, but like then you're like, okay, I'm going to buy a pet that's going to outlive me.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what you should do.
No.
Kids out.
You're the one man should bury their pet.
The only one who will have an emotional reaction to death.
The upkeep of reptiles is insane. Like you have to have the heat lamp going all the time. You have to keep live fucking bugs in your house.
Oh, you have to feed them mice sometimes.
Yeah.
Frozen mice
live feedings.
Right. So dog people do it for attention a lot of times. Reptile people don't. There's no like ulterior motive. They just want it.
It's the love of the game.
I would also say too, if you're not weird and you buy a reptile and then you're forced to go buy like a thing of mice, you've now just become weird. Like, there's no way to avoid it.
If you're not a zoologist and you're doing a live feeding, you're fucked in the head. You're fucked.
Yeah. Is that a sweep for reptile people?
Yeah.
I vote for reptile, me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jay, you've been hush hush. Did you ever have a lizard?
Oh, and Che just sent a picture of himself with a large snake.
No.
Oh, no, Che!
Where is this? So let's describe it for those listening. And let me, I have a guess where you are at the end.
Fucking hot, though.
You look really good.
With the exception of the boa
like
instructors.
A spy combined with that Britney Spears video.
Che sent a picture of himself in a suit with two snakes around him. Is that Central Park?
Yeah, you're in the Friends fountain. Almost.
It is, yep. Yep.
What the fuck?
So I was at my wife's cousin's wedding. He got married in Central Park and I was in a suit. There was a professional photographer there and there were two guys who each had a snake and you can get a picture with a snake for $10. And I thought, you know what? There's a professional photographer here. I'm dressed up. I look good. This would be an iconic picture. I was terrified.
It kind of is iconic.
I was terrified and would not look at the snakes at all, but the guys looked like they knew what they're doing, so I spent $20 on it, $10 on each snake. Great photo.
This is undeniably very cool.
Yeah, this is the best hair day you've ever had.
This is a great hair day.
Perfect storm.
Yeah,
unreal.
Impressive. All right. Che, does
you're
that
only
mean
supposed
you're
to
not
button
voting?
The top button of a blazer?
No, reptile guys are super, super weird.
I realize I can't name more than three reptiles.
Yeah, that's your big lesson from this.
KB, I know lizard. KB's going to amphibian right now. Go ahead, Kyle.
Turtle, snake, lizard, iguana.
Chameleon?
What else?
Chameleon?
It's worth noting that earlier KB did ask, what are other reptiles? He goes, snakes, and then he stopped. Just gave up after that. So
what you guys got help, then go on.
Pretty sure there's an animal called a skank, skank.
I don't know.
The bearded dragons. I was saying before, people love bearded dragons. Tortoise
lizard.
Monitors are cool. They're fucking really
the ones that run across the water.
The last matchup in the first round. And we got to move on to the second round. The two seed, which
alligators.
Think,
oh yeah.
I think the two seed is really the one seed. I think it's going to be a tough one to defeat. And this is the one I reference to. I have mild, relatable stories to this one. That's Disney Adults. That was nominated by almost every single person here, including myself, against the 15 seed. Someone here, not only relatable, is one of them, and that's wrestlers.
Are we talking professional, like WWE?
Oh, we're talking KB, high school and college wrestlers, yes.
Cauliflower-eared wrestlers.
Disney Adults.
Which is ironic, or coincidental, I guess. One of our big summer tournaments is in Disney. Over the resorts, the All-Star Sports Resort. And, we stick out like sore thumbs. Like, we're weirder than like the 40-year-old single women who are there for fun.
Is it like cheerleading where every team wins worlds?
No, it's the opposite.
No winner?
Nobody wins.
No one wins. Zero winners. You're not a world champion. You won the Disney duels.
So I love the clown wrestler.
The Disney duels.
I love the clown wrestlers. It's funny. It's a funny sport. They're insane little men. But I would have gone wrestlers until I discovered Golden Oaks. Have you guys ever heard of that?
No.
It's a like $5 million mansions. So you can live in Disney. It's for like the elite. And they're all the mansions in the community is Disney themed. And it is the cultiest shit ever. You look up the Golden Oaks community.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Okay. Yes. I have heard of it. I didn't know the name of it, though. That makes it sound more culty, the fact that's called Golden Oaks.
Yeah.
And it's so for like. I never totally got. So, like, I'm a fan of Disney stuff, like often called the Disney shill, worked for Disney. I never totally got, like, the hate is the wrong word, but just like the. I don't know, like the clowning on Disney adults until I went for Christmas a couple years ago. I had a trip booked with a family, and then out of nowhere, my family moved from California to Texas, back to Texas, and we didn't have a house for Christmas. So my actual family booked a Disney trip, and I went 11 out of 14 days. I hadn't been in like, I've been four times in my life to Disney World, but I was there for almost two whole weeks. And had a good time. I enjoyed Disney. In the second week, though, there was that breaking of the wall of like the fun of it where I went, whoa, going here every month. Because like Disney adult, it's not like they go once a year. It's every month or more.
Yeah.
Super weird.
I mean,
and I don't even, and actually, I'll even argue harder for Disney adults to win this because there's a level above going once a month. There's a Disney like documentary on Disney Plus where they kind of like do the history of like the parks and shit. And there's this really just nice lady who does this interview. Her mom was like one of the original employees. And she got like really open about how they added like Moana to the It's a Small World ride. And then they showed the Disney theme parks blog comments when they announced it. And it's just this poor woman having like, they're just shitting down her throat for ruining their lives because they added like one doll to It's a Small World. That's like the level of Disney adult where it's like you said, Nick, like they're living in man, like super fucking weird.
So here's the thing, though. They at least find some fun in that. I don't think wrestlers like wrestling. They have to starve themselves. It's a sport where there's no money in it. There's no fist. If you're the best, you're not going to be a rich man.
Mm-hmm.
There's no women in it.
What's the most successful wrestler?
You permanently mar your ears. You're going and you're fighting another man, so you're going to be hurt. And for what? Nobody to watch? Like, you're signing up to do this.
So is the most famous wrestler Kurt Angle, who actually just went and did the better wrestling in WWE?
He wasn't famous until then.
Like, you wasn't, yeah.
He won an Olympic gold medal before, no? Two? Yeah,
but even then, no one who he was until he did wrestling.
You don't know how many Olympic gold medal wrestlers do you know?
I know our Barstool guy, and that's it.
Ruan Gardner.
Yeah.
Ruan Gardner, famous. Kale Sanderson. Kale's up there. I know
Chase
wrestling.
Chase going to fucking big time cape for this because Hofstra's a massive wrestling school.
That's
aren't
true.
You? Yeah. That's
true. No,
big time
no.
wrestling school.
No, wrestling is weird just because you're right. It has no professional future. And like,
no, you want to talk about levels.
Sacrifice your face.
And like, Kyle, you didn't have fun at college. You had like 1 week to have fun at college. And the other time, like, yeah. You were starving yourself.
That's like most college athletes.
Mm-hmm.
That no, eat. It's different. It's much different.
You can't even like barely drink.
Yeah, like, I mean, like
I help you, Kyle.
One of my best friends, he was a wrestler in high school. He was a wrestler for years before that. Like his whole youth, like his dad is a coach, and like after school on like a Friday, he'd be like, "Let's go do something." He's like, "No, I have to dress up in like 10 trash bags and run around the track in Texas heat to make weight." It's like, Jesus Christ.
Gotta drink cayenne pepper and water. Like, it's fucking miserable existence.
Also, you want to talk about layers. One variation of wrestling nobody likes. Greco-Roman wrestling is like the traditional wrestling, and nobody associated with wrestling likes it. KB
nobody
and I
likes wrestling, Jeff. No one even knows what
so
it is.
When you, and here's the point. Fucking proof of the pudding here is when you put it into our chat, just like which one it was wrestlers. I'm like, who here is a wrestler? Because I was thinking WWE. I wasn't thinking fucking actual wrestling or like real wrestling.
Like
you know what
real wrestling, like the oldest sport.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the tradition.
They're not weirdos. They're old souls.
I was born in the wrong generation. I should have been at Thermopylae.
I don't think this is even a contest, though. I think this is Disney adults are.
No, because like there's, I can see there being fun in that. Like you're going to like ride.
No, but this is weird. Okay, so this is why I said it early on when we talked about EDM superfans and couples. Like I've been to Disney a couple times. I've enjoyed it each time. There's nothing wrong, and that's any theme park, because I know theme parks was nominated a couple times. Like I think going to a theme park now and then, like it may not be everyone's bag, but like you can have fun there. It's we're talking about like the people whose lives are there. Like they go and they're recognized by like the cast members, like the people who work there. Like we're talking about people who like they go, they travel from across the country once a month to spend like 5 days there, wait in line and ride like 3 rides in a day.
So wait, hold on. Point of clarification, pulling the dad card. This is people that they just go themselves or with their families. Cause I think there's a huge difference if you're a dad or a mom or something like that, and you're going with your kids and they all love it.
Just
it's like
adults.
A family activity, but it's just adults. That makes a huge difference.
Or like bringing kids over 15.
Yeah. Like that's like, if you bring, maybe if you bring family and kids, I think like this is like Che, like you and like one of your coworkers going as like a dude's
trip. That's right.
It's like,
dude's like weekend at Disney.
It's almost more sad than weird. I feel like they're just like too fragile.
I think it's
for
inherently weird. And that comes from a fan of Disney.
It's definitely weird, but at least I understand like they're finding fun in it. Do wrestlers like wrestling? Why did they sign up for this?
No, I'd argue that college wrestling is like the worst thing in life. I have recurring nightmares of just being on the college of the Kent State wrestling team, not like missing weight or like having to do a bad workout, just being on the roster and like at my while I'm at my apartment chilling. It's like, oh fuck, I'm on the team.
Here's where I'll have to say the difference is, and like my high school was massive in wrestling and like they loved it, and like I still to this day am way more influenced and way more exposure to Disney adults, and because they're very, very active on social media than I ever am to wrestlers, because they are almost ashamed of the fact they wrestle. They don't want anyone to know what they're doing for wrestling.
No, the opposite.
Disney adults fucking love it. But no one knows who they are, so wait, I just don't see them. I don't ever see them on social media.
They live within their community. And they're content with that.
Yeah, but maybe that's it then. Is that I feel like we as a society are way more exposed to Disney adults than we are to wrestlers in any form.
It'll always be that way.
Yes.
The sport will never grow.
It's like there's no attempt to grow again.
It's impossible. That's the worst part. It's a boring sport. So we're like malnourishing ourselves.
But you love it.
What?
You watch wrestling.
Yeah, I do.
Here's another point of contention of nobody liking it. It is like the most OG Olympic sport, and they have to fight to bring it back to the Olympics every couple years. Like they just pull it out of the Olympics. Like there's nobody. It's like one of the pillars of the games, and just they have to beg for it to be in the Olympics still.
It has zero appeal unless you did it yourself. Like no one knows, like the scoring is too complex. It's the matchups are too, like when two elite guys happen, there's no action. It's literally squeezing. And I know I hate that, but it is. It's just a squeeze battle.
I mean, did Katie make a strong enough argument to upset the two seed?
No.
Is anyone voting wrestlers?
But they covered.
No, but they are a stronger competitor than a 15 seed would warrant.
Okay. All right. Disney adults moves on to the second round. Long first round debates. That was great. Let's talk second round. Mark Zuckerberg, the 1 seed against the 8 seed EDM superfans and couples. Anyone have a strong thought on it? I mean, I will vote Mark Zuckerberg till the end. So that's where my vote.
All right, I'll say something. Imagine a music festival filled with thousands of Mark Zuckerbergs.
Weirder.
Yeah.
Weirder.
What is the application to this debate? Yeah.
Because
horrible.
It's hard to pit up a group against one individual.
Yeah, but a group of anybody would be weirder than anything.
Yeah. Like any singular person we have on this list would be worse than a group of their own.
A festival of clones.
No, yeah. It wouldn't be clones. It'd be people with the same demeanor and personality of Mark Zuckerberg.
If you see
I'm Googling right now, Mark Zuckerberg dancing. Has he ever danced?
Yeah, he's probably done like a shimmy at like an upfront or something.
Oh my god. Oh, it's a weird picture itself.
Mark Zuckerberg dancing.
Sending it to you guys.
I'm almost immediately thinking of, what was it, the Windows 95 launch party, where it's just a Gates, Ballmer, and somebody else just like sitting there just like doing that weird, awkward shimmy.
He is so fucking weird. I can't, not that anyone's really arguing he isn't, but like, he is so strange.
Yeah.
So, and I know rich people.
Yeah.
Are weird. Like Bezos is weird. Like his laugh is weird. Elon Musk is bizarre. Like him, think of him smoking weed on Rogan. Like rich people are weird, but Zuckerberg is weird in a level that is so, he makes your skin crawl. Like he's,
I mean, people legitimately think he's a robot.
Do you remember the video that went viral when they released the face filters on Instagram? He's like,
yeah,
hey guys, new face filters on Instagram today. This is my favorite one. And it's just like, that's no, you don't, who talks like that?
There's math team. Equations floating around.
Yeah.
Good job, team.
Yeah, good job. He's so, I vote Zuckerberg. Does anyone have other votes?
I would go with EDM adults, and here's why. I think KB was making like a pretty good point, is if you know, take away the whole group, if you see Mark Zuckerberg standing in a room by himself, and then you also see next to him someone who would be like a EDM super fan dressed up in like a tutu and like rainbow ears and like all different types of colors, I would point to that person as being a little bit weirder than Mark Zuckerberg.
That's because they'd be out of place. That's their costume for
Fair.
The specific event. I don't think, like I said, I think they're on like just like they're always candy flipping, so they're in a different mindset.
What's candy?
Like you said, it's a,
they're tripping and rolling.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like you said, it's also a brief window of time.
Yeah, it's such a temporary part of their life. Because if there were like 30-year vets of that, then yeah, they're probably the weirdest. But
yeah, they would have the mannerisms of Zuckerberg.
All right, Che, you voted for EDM. Ken, Jack?
I'll go EDM as well. I do think the more that KB has talked about them, the more I've seen pictures of them, because I've just been Googling them, they seem like just both weird and annoying. Whereas Zuckerberg is, I would say in this point, equally weird, but I would say I like him. I like Zuckerberg. Everything he does is electric. So that's the tipping point for me.
Oh, the flip side, I understand the motive of the EDM people. They're doing drugs, they're having fun, and they're enjoying the music that they love. Whereas Mark Zuckerberg is just, what is his motive?
I'm also not sure he enjoys any
money.
Except for Sweet Baby Ray's.
He doesn't have to be weird to see money.
That's endearing.
Paddleboarding.
Owen?
Yeah, I was going to say what KB said. I mean, I like understand Molly, and some of that makes sense. Like nothing about Zuckerberg makes sense.
So is that your vote?
Yeah.
Yeah, Zuckerberg.
Nick, deciding vote.
Zuck.
Zuck moves on. The one seed. Next matchup. Actually, I was going to say niche porn Reddit moderator is probably going to win easy, but Jared Leto is super fucking weird. But I'll offer up, is this going to be an easy win for the niche porn Reddit moderators?
I think so.
Yeah, if Jared Leto looked like a niche porn moderator, then maybe it would be close. But imagine what those guys look like.
I feel like they look like us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Strong 12 seed. Airsoft adults against internet magicians. The 14 seed versus the 6 seed.
Airsoft adults. Airsoft adults.
I agree. I agree.
I sent a video in the chat where an airsoft adult, he has like a POV camera on his helmet, and like some kid like insults him or something while they're all meeting up like pregame, and he just fucking lights him up. He lights up like a 10-year-old kid with an automatic fucking airsoft gun. It's so funny. Yeah, weird.
Internet magicians are at least making money off it. Like airsoft adults are siphoning their net worth.
Disposable income on pellets.
Disposable pellets.
Yeah.
So I know one airsoft adult, and all he wanted to do was join the military. His test scores weren't high enough to join the military.
Like his testosterone scores or?
No. Like the test to get into the military. And he could not get in.
Which so airsoft adults,
like standing up?
Yeah, literally. They're like the Night's Watch at this point. Like they'd freaking take anybody. You really must be a fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Airsoft adults moves on. The 14 seed late edition. And then the 7 seed reptile owners against 2 seed Disney adults.
Happy Veterans Day to all that served.
This is hard.
I'm going reptile owners here.
Just Me too.
I don't get it.
There's zero, like, for the Disney adults, I can almost get, like, I can understand why you would love Disney so much. And if you have, if you found someone else, because like the Disney adult couples, they seem happier than anyone on earth. But reptile owners, there is nothing. There's no appeal to that whatsoever.
You know what? Here's the test.
Little disgusting creature.
Here's the test to what Ken Jack is saying. Again, this might be easy for me to say because I do enjoy Disney, but if a really, really weird Disney adult explained to me their reasoning, I would say, all right, that's odd, but I kind of get it. Where if a really weird reptile owner explained to me why they own a reptile, I don't think I would be like, all right, I don't know, it's just weird. Like, I'd be like, I don't really have an understanding. I just accept that it's weird.
So here's a question about the reptile owners. Do you have to feed them, like, often? Like, do you have to, like, how people have to, like, go home and, like, go, like, walk their dog? Like, do you have to do that with, like, a reptile? Because if so, that's super weird. But is it an alternative thing where, like, you have a pet and you can, like, kind of, like, go away for a weekend and it's totally cool? Because if so, then there's some appeal there.
I think reptiles have pretty high upkeep.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, that
I don't
sucks,
think they're
though.
Fed often.
They might not be fed often, snakes but you keep them like expensive
snakes
and very specific
like once
habitats.
Every 24 hours, I think.
Let's right, separate like, the snake like, owners from the rest of the reptile owners.
You keep you crickets, the worst? Like in like live crickets in their tank so they can like kind of shoot their tongue out at them.
Oh, yeah.
And like
yeah,
that's pretty those weird. Always get loose. Like you're going to have like full-size crickets like out in your like, ah.
Non-snake is way worse than snake, right?
Snake is the most understandable and then turtle.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Snake turtle's the most
understandable.
No, yeah, turtles, I think, are the cool. most understandable. Turtles are like this, like flaccid little
lizards. Lizards is the worst.
Snakes are lying. Like cool to like put on your hand or like they're like,
no, no, I disagree.
Turtles are cool.
What's the vote here? KB,
what can you do with a lizard?
Reptile owners or Disney adults, KB?
I'm thinking of the weirdest 20% of each group, and I still have to go Disney adults. Like, if, like you said, like mansions and once a month.
Mansions, like Disney forum. Tattoos, and the amount of money that costs.
Oh, proposals?
Disney proposals.
Oh, the most, we looked it up. We looked it up. It's the most proposed place on earth is at Disney World. It's insane by like a huge margin.
Right. Like I don't get it. So I got to go Disney adults.
If we're talking, hold on. If we're talking about the weirdest 20%, the weirdest 20% of reptile owners have multiple reptiles.
Yeah. They're really, really
and,
fucking weird.
And in that weirdest 20% are people who then get scales on themselves, I'm sure.
Yes.
Like actual human.
You guys are thinking of 5%.
Yeah. All right, that's 2 for Disney. Owen?
I mean, I know somebody who owns a reptile who's normal. I can't think of a single Disney adult that I know that's normal.
Yeah, I guess owning a reptile is kind of like having a dinosaur, and that's not weird.
No, but dinosaurs would be sick. Dinosaurs would be very cool. Reptiles are like the fucking like the cummy pre-cum or not even after that. They're like the worst part of dinosaurs. They're the worst variations of dinosaurs that survive. They're the cockroaches of dinosaurs.
Jay? Still a dinosaur.
Jay, what's your vote?
Reptile owners for sure.
All right, Ken Jack.
Reptile owners.
Yeah, I'll no tie. I'm going Disney adults. Mark Zuckerberg, the final four, the 1 seed Mark Zuckerberg against the 12 seed niche porn Reddit moderators.
Upset.
I think maybe
niche porn.
I mean, yeah, I feel like he can buy his way out of this one.
That's exactly right. At least he has millions, if not trillions of dollars. What they do it for the love of it.
Yeah.
Like, over the
it's
game.
Understandable if they were like they're turned on by like porn, which is normal, but like they have rules, like they limit the type of porn that gets posted.
Yeah, I think
and they have to read through all the comments and like
that. You're right, they have to take objectively what's probably good porn and remove it because it doesn't hit community guidelines.
They're like doing a Sophie's choice, like, damn, is this girl promoting her OnlyFans self-promotion? Do I need to remove this beautiful slim busty or whatever this is?
It's not for money, and it's not for status.
No.
It's if not for
pride. And the weirdest ones don't do it for love. They, like, feel like it's a duty, I think.
Wait, are you describing wrestling again, or is this something else?
It's not like an ego thing. It was like they feel like they were destined to do that.
It's anonymous. There's no credit.
Again, you're describing wrestling.
Yeah, right.
Niche porn moderators, they move on. The 12 seed moves on to the championship. Take on the winner of airsoft adults or Disney adults. So I think Disney adults, we've agreed, a good two seed, like super weird. Also, Nick, you brought up a great point. Actually, both airsoft adults and Disney adults, this is two groups of people who spend a lot of money, a lot of money. Disney adults more. Disney is very expensive. Here's,
oh, and you first.
Wouldn't it be awesome to watch an army of airsoft adults just light up Epcot? That would be
sick. It wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, literally, that's the problem.
This is why airsoft adults are so weird, because they would be like, ouch, maybe? Like,
yeah.
It's not even like a deadly weapon.
Let me.
Well, okay, I'll pose this hypothetical, and you can go, Ken, Jack. How many airsoft adults, and how long would it take them to shoot down the pillars supporting the Epcot ball?
There's no amount of erosion. There's no rate.
Would it ever happen?
Better off shooting a water gun at it. It would happen faster. If you had two people like talk to you and you're just like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? If they said like, yeah, I'm going to Disney, I like to go to Disney a lot, you'd be like, oh, all right, that's weird. If someone said they were going to an airsoft match, you would be like, you're the weirdest, strangest human being alive. Instant win.
That is true.
For airsoft adults.
Because you would be like, match?
Yeah. Like, oh, dude, I'm going airsoft. I got airsoft this weekend. Can't make it.
I got a big match.
You have a game this weekend?
Spectators is a crazy.
Imagine that they didn't even say they were going to the airsoft. Like, man, I got a match this weekend. I can't go. A match of what? Oh, dude, airsoft.
At least Disney, like the pinnacle of like animation and entertainment and theme parks. Airsoft, mm-hmm. like just buy actual guns. Like,
yeah.
Like the airsoft owners are like, would be like, if they weren't a Disney fan, they were a fan of like, what's it called? Blue Sky.
Like yeah.
We did Rio
or Illumination with the Minions.
I love I'm a big Illumination guy. Like at least like the most popular form of it.
I'm dying at the thought of airsoft fans.
You know, here's another thing is that a lot of airsoft team names are probably the same thing as IPA names for sure. Oh,
definitely. Yeah.
If you don't, I would have, maybe it'll just be me. If you don't think the second we're done here, I'm watching an airsoft match on YouTube, you're out of your mind.
Dude, and it's probably sick. It's probably so cool.
Only one of those two things do people most likely train for.
Yeah. True. It's a very good point.
Yeah. Training for like, practicing for something that,
what percentage of the roster of a competitive airsoft team is also a niche porn Reddit model?
True. They're very active on both.
80?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm watching a match right now.
I think airsoft adults has to move on after that, right?
Like the late edition.
Yeah. That's a good call. Furries are furious right now. They're like, God damn it.
Or we happy, were a 3 seed.
We didn't get to play our match. The championship, niche porn Reddit moderators against airsoft adults.
These are the same. This is the same thing.
It's the Venn diagram is a circle.
Yeah.
It's a circle. Yeah.
Airsoft is how they get their aggression out.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is really tough.
Again, the cross stream is so heavy.
I don't even know like which. I'm like,
when you picture it, it's the same. Yeah.
Okay. Niche porn moderators, they both probably spend a lot of time in their respective hobbies. Niche porn moderators don't spend any money on it. And airsoft adults do, which I think makes it weird.
That's true. We did hold against niche porn Reddit moderators that they don't make money, but they're also not spending it.
But there is camaraderie with the group.
In airsoft,
it's social. Yeah. Like you have a team.
Yeah.
Team, it's probably
same thing with your moderator team and your niche torn bread.
Yeah,
and people are probably like
mothers in arms.
You're deeply alone.
I think you have family in your little subreddit probably.
That's this is a clash of the titans.
Do you think they ever do meetups?
Well,
of course, airsoft does.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
I think it has to be. I think I have to vote airsoft.
I'm looking at. Oh, go ahead.
I'm thinking relative to like what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, so to me, the idea of just like the blanket airsoft is not weird, right? Like an airsoft gun is not weird on its own, right? Niche porn, it's a little weird. So I think the niche porn Reddit moderators, it's all like that's a combo of weird things where airsoft adults are, they make something like a little more normal, super weird, right? Like it's already, niche porn is already weird. Niche porn Reddit moderators don't make it any more weird, where I think airsoft adults are making something kind of normal, super weird.
I'm looking at the not safe for work subreddits right now though, and just imagining the mod of homegrown tits.
I would say this, so like for airsoft adults, you're right, Jeff, kind of expounding on your point, like it's a normal thing that people take very seriously, and that's kind of the extent of it. Niche porn, you have to be into niche porn, you have to be into Reddit, you have to be a commenter, you have to be a one to go beyond that and be the ultimate commenter, like the one moderating those comments. I think it's more layers, in which case it makes it weirder just because you want to get that much deeper.
Counterpoint, it's not a normal thing, shooting little pellet guns at other adults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's also true. It is a little deeply psychotic root to that.
It's normal for children to like that and do that.
Is it even really though?
I don't know. This is tough.
I think you got to go to airsoft adults again, because it's also the amount of money that they pump into that.
Yeah,
I can't even. I'm thinking about it. I can't make an argument against airsoft adults.
I'm going airsoft adults as well. It's just you can't.
I mean, I get horny. I never get that urge.
I don't even know what that urge would be.
It does seem like our sixth champion, biggest weirdos, wasn't even in the original bracket, the 14 seed airsoft adults.
Way to go, Ken Jack.
Late edition.
It's, you know what it is, it's that idea of them stopping to argue if someone got hit or not constantly.
It's a hit. No proof.
No, it was. No, you didn't hit me.
What did you say? Ouch. I heard you say ouchie.
Another thing, what uniform do they wear when they have these wars?
I'm looking at
military. They wear like fucking tactical army gear.
Yeah,
they get tactical like a fucking gear,
a lot of walkie-talkies, ski goggles, masks.
They wear like the Peshmerga things, whatever they're called, that like fucking Spec Ops guy wears, like
gloves, knee pads.
Oh yeah,
they can't even feel when they get hit.
No. Not at all.
Fit them for the crown.
That's why it could be just an empty Nerf gun.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
That's essentially what it is.
If you want to see a very popular YouTube airsoft video, it's got 2.2 million views. If you're listening, type this in. This is the title. All caps, airsoft fights, flip outs, cheaters, injuries, fails, shenanigans, compilation part one.
Fails.
2.2 million views.
Tell you, man, they light each other up when they think the person's lying about getting hit. It's incredible.
Airsoft fights and flip outs compilation.
Congratulations to Airs. Any other honorable mentions that people want to bring up? Ken Jack, you were nominated by yourself and Nick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a feeling one other person would pick up.
I would have. I didn't see Nick's list. I would have.
Any other honorable mentions that you want to? Jay, you had a couple very specific ones.
So I saw an MTV True Life on ABDLs, which is adult baby diaper lovers.
Yes.
Oh, I've seen them on TikTok a lot. They're
which is
incredible.
Just adults that dress up in diapers and act like babies. And I guess they have like counterparts. Very strange community, it seems. Would be my number one. And also guys that don't like sports.
I slowly like have stopped liking sports. I don't know.
Yeah.
Owen and I actually talk about this quite frequently. We're like, I don't think we like sports anymore. Like it's just, when it's your job, it's just like,
there's no reason to root for a college sports team unless it's like Alabama or Ohio State or Georgia or something.
I say that every week. Every week Penn State loses, I'm like, not only did this team just ruin my day, I owe this college thousands of dollars still.
Yeah.
Like, what am I rooting for here? I should be rooting against them.
Yeah.
They are my enemy. Also, Che, you sub-nominated. I'm using sub and like sub-tweeted. You sub-nominated KB because you nominated people who don't make eye contact. So
We both nominated ourselves.
KB, any other ones? You had a couple that made the bracket.
Nah, I'm happy. I mean, if you want to go down the route of like furries, adult babies, and then you can go bronies, there's a lot under that.
Yeah.
What's a brony?
Adult My Little Pony fan. Yeah.
Wow. Yo, you don't know about bronies?
No.
Oh, it's huge.
How does one, you just collect them?
No, no, no. You're a fan of the show, My Little Pony Friendship is Magic.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a show. Okay.
Apparently it's very good.
Oh, there's a show. Sounds like somebody who is a brony.
You knew the subtext title of it and all that. Yeah, they knew the bylines.
I noticed no women really on the list.
I think the closest, I picked a couple.
Did I?
The closest was Tilda Swinton, came very close to being nominated. That's
pretty weird.
But I thought if we nominating Tilda Swinton opens up the bracket as being all Wes Anderson things.
Yeah.
And that just, that's a whole...
You know what I nominate? I had on my list was mukbang people, like people who watch that, actively watch that stuff. Like, you're a freak if you do that, straight up. Like, I don't, you're just straight up weird.
Yeah, but those get like trillions of views.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
They're out.
Like, why would you want to watch someone overeat? It's bizarre. I don't get that at all.
I think I had sent pedophiles.
They would have won. Yeah. It was too easy.
Yeah, pedophiles. That goes in the when we did worst mascots. Why Jared Fogle wasn't in there? It's just like a. It's like picking Gretzky in NHL. Like, you just can't.
Good.
Just, no, fallen to
the NIT.
That's it. Anything else?
We were talking about we were trying to recommend what this episode should have been about. And shout out to Stephen Che, who submitted worst greetings, which would also have been the best slurs bracket.
Dual use.
Sorry.
No, I loved it. I loved it so much.
I think the next thing we actually decided on, I don't think we decided the color yet, but it'll be best blank thing, like best purple thing, best green thing. So very broad.
Yeah.
We'll think about where the only one we won't do is green because we did that on Lights Camera Barstool not long ago. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to do that one again. So we'll pick a color.
Best white thing. Let's just figure it out. We have enough minds here.
That'd be a good last episode. We do thank you to Waterbird, presenting sponsor. As always, like and subscribe if you're on YouTube, and make sure to leave a comment if you're on Apple Podcasts, which this show just like didn't work last week. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
On Apple Podcasts. Works on Spotify, though. Shout out Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Let's go. Come on, figure it out. Thank you for listening and watching. For Ken, Jack, Stephen, Che, Owen, Nick, and KB, I'm Jeff Lowe. We will talk to you next time. Yeah.